Join Pat Council on designing your life today. Get tips and techniques for having better health, more wealth, and learn to cultivate fruitful relationships. Build your dream life by learning to use what you already have to get started. You have what it takes because you're built by design to win. Never give up. Instead, power up. Make the commitment now to do life with power.
Good morning, you guys. This is Pat Council, and welcome to Thriving Thursday on Designing Your Life Today. I want to talk to you today about 7 keys to high energy living. Now, what's the big deal about 7 keys to high energy living? Well, when you hear these 7 keys and you actually put them into full effect, and in some cases, for some of you, it may already be in full effect, but if you say, you know what, I could stand to sharpen to get a little sharper in this area or in that area. And so as you listen to these keys, then you can decide if they need to be sharpened by you. Because the reality of it is we all already have what we need to achieve success. And it's not about someone coming along and telling you what you don't have, but it's about sharing information that will help you see that, first of all, you already have what you need. And secondly, all you have to do is put your discipline in play and start to sharpen the skills that you already have. And so these keys to high energy living, they will really benefit you a great deal. First of all, the thing about, you know, having that high energy way of being and going to the next level in your life is you never have time to be jealous of someone else. So you never have the opportunity to look at what someone else is doing through an envious eye to where you're saying, wow, I wish that was me. Because you are really wrapped up in high energy living, what's going on with you is that you are saying, hey, you know what? This is who I am. I have clarity on where I'm going, and I'm going to make some great things happen. Why? Because I got it going on. I'm all about doing life with power. So with that being said, let's kind of get into these 7 keys to high energy living. Ah, but before we do that, I want to remind you guys to go to our website at designingyourlifetoday.com, and you can actually download our Power Up journal sheets that correspond with various shows, namely this show. You can also go to designingyourlifetoday.com and download my free ebook, which is How to Earn $3,000 in 90 Days. Now, here's the big secret. The big secret is if you use the information that's in that ebook, you can actually earn $3,000 or more in 30 days every single month. But we're kind of on the side of caution because I don't know each one of you guys individually, and we all have a different learning curve. So, but I can tell you, if you follow the steps, and I made it very simple in that ebook, you are certainly going to earn $3,000 in 90 days. So check it out. It's absolutely free. Okay, the first key is appearance. You know, one of the keys to higher energy living or high energy living is your appearance. Are you satisfied with the way you look? That can really play heavily on our self-esteem and our confidence when we're not happy with how we look. And I've heard people say, well, people should accept me as I am. And that's fine. For the most part, people will accept you as you are. But the key is, do you really accept you as you are? Do you like yourself? When you look in the mirror, are you excited about that gorgeous person that you see staring back at you? If you look in the mirror and you start criticizing yourself and talking about what isn't, oh, I need to lose weight. Oh, I need to get this fixed. Oh, I wish I had a different nose. Then that means that you're not happy with your appearance. And that cuts into your confidence energy, your self-esteem energy, and that energy where you walk into a room and say, hey, you know what? I've got it going on. I don't care what you guys think, but I think I got it going on. So, hey, I'm going to work with what I got. So appearance is one of the keys. Another key is honesty. How honest are you? Not just with others, but with yourself. And of course with others too. But when we talk about being honest with yourself, go back to appearance. I mean, are you really being honest about how you feel about yourself? Some people pretend to be happy-go-lucky and that everything's peaches and cream. And so as a result, though, on the inside, they're really not being honest. They're not happy about their life, and not just how they look, but they're not happy about their life overall or satisfied with themselves. So honesty is a big key. Now, when we talk about honesty as it relates to other people, that kind of falls under a little bit under authenticity. How authentic are you when you talk to people and when you deal with people? Are you honest with them, or do you say what you need to say so that you can fit into the group? People can always tell when you are not being honest with them, and that's called shallow. And shallow people really don't have high energy. Now, they may make some strides in business and they may accomplish a few things, but they will never, ever reach their highest and best in life. So are you honest? The other one is your personality. What is your personality like? Have you decided what you want your personality to be? And people say, well, I was born with this personality. Well, the truth of the matter is you can control how you want your personality to be. I know some people that are kind of edgy. In other words, they're kind of rude and they snap at you for no reason and silly little reasons. Well, that's just how I am. No, that's not your personality. Because the truth of the matter is within us, we all have the fruits of the Spirit. And when you have the fruit of the Spirit in you, well, you have love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, and tolerance, and patience. So you have, those are the fruits that go to make for a great personality, not to mention the fact that your ability to manifest things will be off the charts. So what do you want your personality to be like? Have you really taken a look at your personality? I can remember years ago, and so we're talking a long time ago, when I was brand new in real estate and I had just gotten out of the military, so I had a bit of an edge on me. I was pretty like a tough girl and had not yet learned to kind of calm down in terms of how I deal with customers and how I deal with people. And so I had to learn that. And I had to take a look at my personality and see what it was about my personality that was preventing me from succeeding. And then, of course, I made the changes. And people may think, well, that's just being fake. No, it isn't. It's me evolving into my highest and best self, because my true self would not be one that's snappy, edgy, or rude. And so there's either something going on, if a person is like that, something going on in their lives, or they're not happy with themselves, or they're jealous of someone, or they just need to pay attention to what's going on. So take a look at your personality. Number four would be your expression. Now, not the expression on your face, okay, but your self-expression. How do you express yourself in terms of your daily occupation and your calling in life, and when you deal with friends and when you connect with other people? I mean, how do you really express yourself? If you go to a party, are you the person that stands in the corner and face the wall like a wallflower? And most wallflowers don't face the wall, but I'm just taking it to the extreme a bit to give you a stronger visual. But are you that person that just kind of stands back when in your heart of hearts you want to be the life of the party and you want to be out there having fun and you want to be out there winning friends and influencing people? Well, whatever that expression is and whatever it is you're holding back, hey, let it go. Let it out. People are going to love you for expressing yourself in an authentic manner. Number five is transparency. Now, this kind of goes back to what I was talking about a few minutes ago about being shallow. And so are you a shallow type person? And shallow people, they're not so transparent, because in fact, they have a lot of fear. So they're afraid that people won't like them as they are. So they do things to kind of camouflage who they are. They create stories that make them seem like they're someone that they're not. And as a result, they're not so transparent. And I've met people that say, well, it's nobody's business that I'm this way. Well, here's the thing. People can kind of tell by the way you carry yourself, by the way you connect with them, by the way you interact with them, by the energy that you're putting out, that if there's something wrong, and for the most part, if you're transparent or you're being genuine or if you're hiding something. And I'm thinking, what is it a person could hide unless you like knocked over a fruit stand and you don't want anybody to know? Other than that, I mean, what really, you know, secrets do you have that perhaps sharing it with the right person couldn't get you the help that you need when it comes to that issue? And when I say issue, I'm not talking about personality issues or issues like that. I'm talking about perhaps you might be looking for a job and you don't want people to know that you got fired or something of that nature. And so you start to be a little cloak and dagger with how you connect with people and how you deal with people. Listen, put it out there. There's no shame in getting fired. There's no shame in someone saying, you know what, I don't want you to work here anymore. There's no shame in losing a client. That's just a part of life. There's no shame in losing your income due to an economic downturn or because you squandered your money. You know, you might be a little bit embarrassed, but here's the thing. When you are transparent and people have a way of embracing you and they have a way of wanting to help you to get on your feet and to get to where it is you are supposed to be in this life. Human beings, we are compassionate. Contrary to what people say about how bad everyone is and how bad the world is, people are, for the most part, they are compassionate. Do I have my head in the sand? No. I'm aware that there's some people who could stand on a little kind of swift kick in the pants. And there are some people who really don't care about others. But for the most part, the masses, they do rally to the cause when a person needs help. It's kind of human nature for us to do that. Think about this. Whenever there's a hurricane or some kind of natural disaster that takes place, look how many people rally to the cause and do their best to help. They start sending water. They start donating money. So the thing is, you want to be transparent with your life. Not only that, your transparency can go to help someone else who's going through the exact same thing. So you want to move your ego out of the way and just be the best you that you can possibly be in that moment. Here's another one, value. Now, when we talk about value, what you want to ask yourself is, hey, am I making a valuable contribution? And what that means is, am I really using my talents, or am I watching someone else use their talents and put in the time and put in the effort, and I'm jealous of them because of what they're doing, and I'm wishing I could do it. You know what? You don't have to wish. You have everything that you need to succeed. You know, everybody's valuable. Everybody has something amazing that they bring to the table. And the beautiful part is it's right there inside you. You just have to bring it forward. And you say, well, I don't know how to do that. How do I bring it forward? I have books that can help you with that. My book, Breakthrough to the Success Zone, that book is designed to help you get more in touch with who you are and identify your different power cores as far as your mental, spiritual, emotional, and physical size. But also, when we talk about identifying them, we're talking about the fact that you can actually connect with each one of them and see where you need to perhaps do a little bit of work to bring out the best that's already in you. I promise you, you do have what you need to succeed. You know, historically, it seems like since I don't know, as far back as I can remember, we're always being told that there's something wrong with us, or that we're not good enough, or that you're too fat, you're too thin, you're too short, you're too tall, you're too pretty, oh, you're just super ugly. Yeah, I mean, come on. And, oh, you're too rich. Well, you're not rich enough. And so this could be something that we can always find fault with someone. You're too loud, you're too quiet, you talk too much, you don't talk enough. And so the thing about that is either way, you can always find something wrong with someone. But the object of the game is to understand that in spite of the flaws that we all have, that these flaws are there to help us to sharpen our best selves. See, so it all kind of works together, if that makes sense. Okay, so whatever flaw that you have, it's not there for you to cower down and pretend that you don't have it. It goes back to transparency. It's about you sharpening your skills and stepping up and not being afraid of being embarrassed and saying, you know what, I'm a valuable person. These are my talents. This is what I'm good at. I'm putting it out there. And take it or leave it. Guess what? The majority will take it. They're going to love you. And number 7 is evolution. How are you evolving? I mean, what are you doing to actually contribute to your own personal growth? So I sometimes ask myself that question. And, you know, is this it? Is there more? Okay, I know I have to keep going to the next level. It's not about overworking myself because I take the time to have some fun. But it is about me taking a look at myself to see, okay, what's next? Because there's always going to be something next as long as you're alive. I don't care if you're like 89 or 99 years old. You know, as long as you can get around, as long as you're of sound mind, believe me, you can kind of get in the mix and get in the game and have some fun in your life. Or you say, well, you know, I'm just too old and I can't get around that much. But if you're of sound mind, guess what? You can share a whole lot of wisdom with the rest of the class. So there's always something that we can do that's going to keep us kind of in the space of high energy living. When you get in the space of high energy living, your confidence will be at an all-time high, and you are going to start to kind of see yourself in a different light, and nothing is going to stop you from being your best. You're going to be super excited about doing life with power. You're going to step up, and no matter what's going on in your life, or no matter where you are at this point in your life, you're going to see that, wait a minute, I have these desires. I have these things that I want in my life. And it's up to me to really kind of stop talking myself out of it. Stop telling myself what I'm not. Start telling myself what I am. So when you start to kind of pay attention to these seven keys that I've given you, your appearance, honesty, personality, expression, transparency, value, and evolution, then you will really start to make a shift towards bringing your best self to the forefront. Everything you need is in there. And I've had someone ask me, well, if I have everything that I need to succeed, why am I not a success? And you're telling me I can do all of this by myself? No, that's not what I'm saying. We're connected on some level, and we're here to help one another. We're here to learn from one another. We're here to support one another, contribute to one another, to buy each other's products, depending on what the products are. We have a need for those products. So we're here to really provide that support and service to one another. But my point is, when I say that you have everything and you need that you need inside to achieve success, that you already have what you need, what you have is that still small voice inside of you that's guiding you in a direction that will allow you to bring your highest and best to the forefront. In other words, to pay attention to your appearance, to make a commitment that you're going to be more honest. Even if you've made a mistake and you've done things that you shouldn't have done, you just fess up and just ask for forgiveness. If they forgive you, fine. If they don't, you move forward. You've done your part. And it's still going to keep you in the realm of high energy living. And so the point is that when you start to bring the best side of you to the forefront, and you have to be honest. I mean, here's the honesty again. Be honest with yourself. Are you really kind of cowering down and shying away from being your highest and best? And so if you know that, do you talk yourself out of succeeding? Do you put yourself down and say, well, I wish I could do that? Or, you know, if I lost some weight, then I could do this. Or, you know what, if I got my nose fixed, I could do that. You know what, you're perfect just like you are. Because here's the thing, if you really want your nose fixed, then whatever talents you have, whatever it is you're holding back on, well, that's kind of where the money is for you to get that nose job. So you want to really let nothing stop you. Do not make any excuses. Pay attention to these seven keys that will actually kind of spark your higher energy and will spark, put you in the realm of higher living. Because through this process, you are going to connect with your four power cores, namely your spiritual side, which is by far the most important, even though they all kind of have equal importance. Because if you have no physical body, well, that's a whole nother ball game. Game over, at least in this realm. And so if you don't have the mental capacity, so they all need to work together, but your spirit can certainly give you that strength to kind of get the other three power cores in line. So you want to pay attention to what's going on with your life and understand that your high energy living, it's there for you. And all you have to do is step into it and start paying more attention to your life and start accepting the fact that you are already wholeness, you are already greatness, you are already amazing, and that there's absolutely nothing wrong with you. See, the mere fact that you're not doing what it is you're supposed to do to get to where it is you're supposed to be, that doesn't mean that there's something wrong with you. What that means is you're refusing to acknowledge everything that's right with you. And so when you start to acknowledge everything that's right with you, you're going to go to a whole nother level in life, and before you know it, you're going to be doing life with power. Hey, you guys, that's all I have for you today. And we're going to bring some more great information to you this month. This is October. Wow, how exciting. And so we're going to start to cross over into the passive income area arena. And we're going to give you some different streams of income. There's going to be more free ebooks coming. And if you haven't registered, go to our website and click on the link there we have for you, because we are actually creating a series of simple money making ebooks for you. We're going to make them absolutely free to you. You can go there, follow those techniques, and get to where it is you really want to be. And you can have the things that you want in your life. So with that being said, those are the 7 keys to high energy living. One more time: appearance, honesty, personality, expression, transparency, value, and evolution. And you want to keep evolving. You know, when you're not evolving, when you're not evolving, you're not happy with your life. You're not satisfied with what's going on around you. You always have something to complain about. That means you're stunting your growth. So you might want to stop doing that. Instead, do life with power. Couldn't resist that one. You guys have an amazing, thriving Thursday.